Litany by James Chan, played by members of the Aurora Orchestra, conducted by Nicholas Collen. That piece is one of the six winners in this year's BBC Proms Inspire competition for young composers. For more information about Inspire and to hear more music by young composers involved in the scheme, visit bbc.co.uk/proms. This is Radio 3. It's 10:05. Time now for Drama on 3, which features the first radio production of August Wilson's Pulitzer Prize-winning stage play, The Piano Lesson. The robust language of the play reflects the African-American community in which it's set. The playwright and actor Kwame Kweyama introduces a work that influenced him as a writer.
I first came across the plays of August Wilson, America's foremost black playwright, in 1989, when the Tricycle Theatre in London staged his seminal play, Joe Turner's Come and Gone. It changed the direction of my life. Wilson wonderfully chronicled the African-American experience in a series of 10 landmark plays, one for each decade of the 20th century, now known as the Century Cycle. The Piano Lesson, set in Pittsburgh in 1936, was inspired by Ramir Bearden's painting of the same name. Wilson saw its scene of a teacher and a student as an allegory for how African Americans must learn to negotiate their history. The play crackles with dramatic incident, attractive storytelling, a robust sense of humor, and music. August Wilson's sumptuous writing draws us into a complete world in which the history of the African-American people is embodied in characters, stories, and songs. Recorded at the Tony Award-winning Crossroads Theatre in New Jersey and starring John Earl Jelks as Boy Willie, The Piano Lesson by August Wilson.
Talking about you might be asleep. This is Lyman. You remember Lyman Jackson from down home? This is my Uncle Doka.
What you doing up here? I thought you were still down in Mississippi.
Me and Lyman selling watermelons. We got a whole truckload of watermelons. We brought them up here to sell. Where's Bernice?
Bernice up there asleep. Well, let her get up. She got to go to work in the morning.
Well, she can get up and say hi. It's been 3 years since I seen her. Hey, Bernice!
Bernice don't like all that hollering.
Me and Lyman been riding in that truck for 3 days. I know she can get up and say hi.
Where you all get that truck from?
It's Lyman's.
We got a hole in the radiator, but it run pretty good. You had to pump the brakes sometime before they catch. Boy Willie had his door open and be ready to jump when that happened.
I told a nigga I'd give him $10 to get the brake fixed. But he thinks that's funny.
They don't need fixing. All you got to do is pump until they catch.
Doing all that hollering for?
Hey, Bunny!
It's 5 o'clock in the morning. You can't come like normal folks.
I ain't done nothing but come in and say hi.
And start all that hollering and carrying on as soon as you hit the door.
Aw, hell, woman. I come 1,800 miles to see my sister. I figure she might want to get up and say hi. This is Lyman. You remember Lyman Jackson from down home?
How you doing, Bernice? You look just like I thought you looked.
Look, where's your bottle? Me and Lyman celebrating. The ghost of the yellow dog got something.
Say what?
Ask Lyman. They found him the next morning. Say he drowned in his well.
When this happened, Boy Willie?
About 3 weeks ago. Me and Lyman was over at Stony County when we heard about it. We laughed. We thought it was funny. A great big old 340-pound man gonna fall down his well.
It remind me of Humpty Dumpty.
Everybody say the ghost of the yellow dog pushed him.
Don't want to hear all that nonsense. Somebody down there pushing them people in their wells.
What was you all doing over in Stolen County?
Me and Lyman was down there chopping down trees. We was using Lyman's truck to haul the wood. Doka, where's your bottle? I know you got a bottle stuck up in your room. Come on, me and Lyman want a drink.
Where you all get that truck from?
I told you it's Lyman's.
Where you get the truck from, Lyman?
I bought it.
Where he get that truck from, Boy Willie?
I told you he bought it. Bought it for $120. I can't say where he got the $120 from, but he bought that old piece of truck from Henry Porter. Where you get the $120 from, nigga?
I got it like it gets yours. I know how to take care of money.
Oh, hell. Dougal got some of that good whiskey. Don't give Lyman none of that. He ain't used to no good whiskey. He lied and get sick.
I done had good whiskey before.
Lyman bought that truck so he'd have him a place to sleep. He down there wasn't doing no work or nothing. Sheriff looking for him. He bought that truck to keep away from the sheriff. Got Stovall looking for him, too. He's down there sleeping in that truck, ducking and dodging the both of them. I told him, come on, let's go up and see my sister.
What the sheriff looking for you for, Lyman?
The man don't want you knowing all his business. He's my company. He ain't asking you no questions.
He in my house. You say the sheriff looking for him, I want to know what he looking for him for.
Sometimes me and the sheriff, we don't think alike, so we just got crossed on each other.
I might be looking for him about that truck. He might have stole that truck.
Boy, Willie and Lyman got more sense than to ride all the way up here in a stolen truck with a load of watermelons. Now, they might have stole them watermelons, but I don't believe they stole that truck.
We ain't stole them watermelons either. Them old man Pillyfish watermelons. He give me a lineman all we can load for $10.
No wonder you got them stacked up out there. You must have 500 watermelons stacked up out there.
Well, Willie, when you and Lyman planning on going back?
Well, Lyman said he's staying. As soon as we sell them watermelons, I'm going on back.
That's what you need to do, and you need to do it quick. Come in here disrupting the house. I'm surprised you ain't woke Maritha up.
You going up there? Wake up and tell her uncle's here.
I ain't waking that child up. You and Lyman need to sell them watermelons and go on back.
I see Bunny still try to be stuck up. You hear from Whiny Boy? You know Cleotha died.
Yeah, I heard that. He come by here about a year ago, had a whole sack of money. Ain't offered nothing. Bernice asked him for $3 to buy some food, and he got mad and left.
Who's Whiny Boy?
That's my uncle. That's Dougal's brother. He played the piano. He done made some records and everything. He still doing that dope?
He made one or two records a long time ago. That's the only ones I ever known him to make. If you let him tell it, he a big recording star.
He stopped down home about 2 years ago. Well, that's what I hear. I don't know. Me and Lyman was up on Parchment Farm during those 3 years.
Is that the piano?
Yeah. Look at here, Lyman. See how it's got all those carvings on it? See that? See, that's what I was talking about. See how it's all carved up real nice and polished and everything? You'd never find you another piano like that.
Yeah, that look real nice.
I told you. See how it's polished? My mama used to polish it every day. Look at all them pictures carved on it. That's what I was talking about. You can get a nice price for that piano.
That's all Boy Willie talked about the whole trip up here. I got tired of hearing him talk about that piano.
So his brother's selling the land. He say he's gonna sell it to me. That's why I come up here. I got one part of it. I sell them watermelons and get me another part. Get Bernice to sell that piano and I have third part.
Bernice ain't gonna sell that piano.
I'm gonna talk to her. When she see I got a chance to get Sellers land, she'll come around.
You can put that thought out your mind. Bernice ain't gonna sell that piano.
She been playing on it?
You know she won't touch that piano. I ain't never known her to touch it since your mama died. That's over 7 years now. She say it got blood on it. She got Maritha playing on it, though.
Maritha don't need to be playing on no piano. She can play on the guitar.
How much land Sutter got left?
Got 100 acres. Good land. His brother don't want to be bothered with it. He called me to him, and he said because of how long our families done known each other and how long we've been good friends and all, say he want to sell the land to me. Say he'd rather see me with it than Jim Stovall. Told me he'll let me have it for $2,000 cash money. He don't know I found out the most the Stovall's gonna give him for $1,500. Told him to give me 2 weeks. He said he'd wait on me. That's why I come up here. Sell them watermelons, get Bunnies to sell that piano, put them two parts with the part I done saved, walk in there, tip my hat, lay my money down on the table, get my deed and walk on out. This time I get to keep all the cotton. Gin my cotton, get my seed. I might even plant me some tobacco or some oaks.
You know Avery Brown. He followed Bernice up here trying to get her to marry him after Crawley got killed. He called himself a preacher now.
I know Avery. Lyman know him too.
He's supposed to come past here this morning. Bernice going down to the bank with him to see if he can get a loan to start his church. That's why I know Bernice ain't gonna sell that piano. He tried to get her to sell it to help him start his church. Sent a man around and everything.
What man?
Some white fella was going around to all the colored people's houses looking to buy up musical instruments.
How much he offered for it?
She didn't say, and I didn't ask. I just know it was a nice price.
All you gotta do is find out who he is and tell him somebody else wanna buy it from you.
It ain't gonna do you no good. Bernice ain't gonna sell that piano.
She ain't got to sell it. I'm gonna sell it. I own just as much of it as she does.
Bernice, what's the matter? What's the matter? That's all right. Take your time. You all right? Hey, boy Willie!
Ain't nobody up here!
Soda. Soda's standing at the top of the steps.
Boy Willie!
Hey, Duncan. What's wrong with
it? She says she seen Soda's ghost standing at the top of the stairs.
See what?
He was standing right up there.
Ain't nobody up there.
She say Sutter go stand at the top of the stairs. She ain't just make all that up.
You want a glass of water, Bernice? She don't need no water. She ain't seen nothing.
Let Bernice tell it. What happened, Bernice?
I come out my room to come back down here, and Sutter was standing there in the hall.
What did he look like?
He looked like Sutter. He looked like he always looks.
Sutter can't find his way from Big Sandy to Little Sandy. How he gonna find his way all the way up here to Pittsburgh?
Go on, Bernice.
The man ain't never left Marlin County when he was living. How he's gonna come all the way up here now that he's dead?
Go on, Bernice. Don't pay Boy Willie no mind.
He was standing there. Had his hand on top of his head. Looked like he might have thought if he took his hand down, his head might have fallen off.
Did he have on a hat?
Just had on that blue suit. I told him to go away, and he just stood there looking at me. Calling Boy Willie's name.
What'd he call my name for?
I believe you pushed him in the well.
Now, what kind of sense that make? You telling me I'm gonna go out there and hide in the weeds with all them dogs and things he got around there? I'm gonna hide and wait till I catch him looking down his well just right. Then I'm gonna run over and push him in. A great big old 340-pound man.
Well, what he calling your name for?
He's bending over looking down his well, woman. How he know who pushed him? It could have been anybody. Where were you when Sutter fell in his well? Where was Doka?
The ghost of the yellow dogs pushed him. That's what the people say, just like all them other men.
Well, Willie, you don't do nothing but bring trouble with you everywhere you go. If it wasn't for you, my husband would still be alive.
I ain't had nothing to do with Crawley getting killed. Crawley's 3x7. He had his own mind.
Just go on and leave. Let Sutter go somewhere else looking for you.
Sutter was looking for that piano. That's what he was looking for. He had to die to find out where the piano was at. If I was you, I'd get rid of it. That's the way to get rid of Sutter's ghost. Get rid of that piano.
I want you and Lyman to go on and take all this confusion out of my house.
I ain't going nowhere until I sell them Wallamans.
Well, why don't you go out there and sell them?
We waiting until the people get up.
You won't be waiting long. You done let the sun catch up with you.
Come on, Doka, walk up here with me. Let me get Maritha up and get her started. I got to get ready myself.
If you see Sutter up there, you tell him I'm down here waiting on it. I wish I would see Sutter's ghost. Give me a chance to put a whooping on him.
You ought to stay up here with me. You be down there working his land, he might come looking for you all the time.
I ain't thinking about no Sutter. You stay up here. I'm going back and get Sutter's land. You think you ain't got to work up here? You think this is the land of milk and honey? But I ain't scared of work. I'm going back and farm every acre of that land. I told you there ain't nothing up there, Doka. Bernice dreaming all that.
I believe Bernice seen something. She say Sutter had on a suit. I don't believe she ever seen Sutter in a suit. I believe that's what he was buried in, and that's what Bernice saw.
Well, let her keep on seeing him then. As long as he don't mess with me. I heard about you, Doka. They say you got all the women looking out for you down home. They be looking to see you coming. Say you got a different one every 2 weeks. Look at him, Lyman. He know it's true.
I ain't thinking about no women. After Corrine, I ain't got no use for them.
Oh, they ain't what I hear. I hear every 2 weeks the women put on their dresses and line up at the railroad station.
I don't get down there but once a month. I used to go down there every 2 weeks, but they keep switching me around.
Doka was working the railroad when I was walking around crying for sugar tip.
My mama used to brag on him. I'm cooking now, but I used to line track. I pieced together the yellow dog stitch by stitch, rail by rail. Whining boy worked with me. He'd work it for 6 months and quit, go back to playing piano and gambling.
How long you been with the railroad now?
27 years. Now, I tell you something about the railroad, what I done learned after 27 years. See, you got north, you got west, you look over here, you got south, over there, you got east. Now, you can start from anywhere. Don't care where you at. You got to go one of them four ways. And whichever way you decide to go, they got a railroad that will take you there. Now, that's something simple. You think anybody be able to understand that? But you'd be surprised how many people trying to go north get on a train going west. They think the train's supposed to go where they're going rather than where it's going. Now, why are people going? They sister's sick. They leaving before they kill somebody. And they sitting across from somebody who's leaving to keep from getting killed. They leaving because they can't get satisfied. They going to meet someone. I wish I had a dollar for every time that someone wasn't at the station to meet them. I done seen that a lot. In between the time they sent the telegram and the time the person get there, they done forgot all about them. They got so many trains out there, they have a hard time keeping them from running into each other. If everybody stay in one place, I believe this would be a better world. Now, what I done learned after 27 years of railroading is this. If the train stays on the track, it's going to get where it's going. It might not be where you going. And if it ain't, then all you got to do is sit and wait because the train's coming back to get you. The train don't never stop. It'll come back every time. Now, I'll tell you another thing.
What you cooking over there, Doka? Me and Lyman's hungry.
Go on down there to Wiley and Kirkpatrick to Eddie's restaurant. Coffee costs a nickel, and you can get 2 eggs, sausage, and grits for 15 cents. He even give you a biscuit with it.
That look good, what you got? Give me a little piece of that grilled bread.
Here. Go on, take the whole piece.
Here you go, Lyman. You want a piece? Give Uncle Bo Willie a hug. Oh, don't be shy.
Look at the Doka.
Ain't she got big?
Yeah, she getting up there.
How you doing, sugar?
Fine.
You remember me, don't you? Your Uncle Bo Willie from down south. What you been doing?
Nothing.
Don't be shy now. Look at you getting all big. How old is you?
11. I'm gonna be 12 soon.
You like it up here? You like the north?
It's all right.
That there's Lyman. Did you say hi to Lyman?
Hi.
How you doing? You look just like your mama. I remember you when you was wearing diapers.
Uncle Boy Willie gonna get him a farm. Come down there, I'll teach you how to ride a mule. Teach you how to kill a chicken, too.
I see my mama do that.
Oh, ain't nothing to it. You just grab him by his neck and you twist it. You get a real good grip and then you just wring his neck and just throw him in the pot. Cook him up. Then you got some real good eating. What you like to eat?
I like everything. Except I don't like no black-eyed peas.
Uncle Doka tell me your mama got you playing the piano. Come on, play something for me. Here. Uncle Boy Willie gonna give you a dime. Show me what you can do. Don't be bashful now. That dime say you can't be bashful. Let me show you something.
See that? See what I'm doing? That's what you call the boogie woogie. See now? You can get up and dance back. That's how good it sounds. See that? Ain't nothing to it. Go on, you do it.
I gotta read it on the paper.
You don't need no paper.
Marika, you get up here and get ready to go so you be on time.
I gotta go.
Uncle Boy Willie gonna get you a guitar. You don't need no paper to play the guitar. Your mama told you about that piano? You know how them pictures got on there?
She say it's just always been that way since she got it.
You hear that, Doka?
I ain't got nothing to do with that. I don't get in the way of Bernice raising her.
You tell your mama to tell you about that piano. You ask her how them pictures got on there. If she don't tell you, I'll tell you.
Maritha!
I gotta get ready to go.
Hey, Avery. Come on in. Bernice upstairs.
Look at him. Look at him. He don't know what to say. He wasn't expecting to see me.
Hey, Boy Willie, what you doing here?
Look at him, Lyman.
Is that Lyman? Lyman Jackson?
Yeah, you know Lyman. Don't say you're a preacher now. What are we supposed to call you, Reverend? You used to be plain old Avery. When you get to be a preacher, nigga?
Avery said you're going to be a preacher so you don't have to work.
Bernie say you all going down to the bank.
Yeah, they give me half a day off work. I got an appointment to talk to the bank about getting a loan to start my church.
Avery got him one of them good jobs. He working in one of them skyscrapers downtown.
I'm working down there at the Gulf Building, running the elevator. Got a pension and everything. They even give you a turkey on Thanksgiving.
How you know the rope ain't gonna break? Ain't you scared the rope's gonna break?
Oh, that's steel. They got steel cables holding it up. It take a whole lot of breaking to break that steel. Nah, I ain't worried about nothing like that. It ain't nothing but a little old elevator. Nah, I wouldn't get in none of them airplanes. You couldn't pay me to do nothing like that.
You get to be a preacher, Avery. I might want to be a preacher one day. Yeah, if everybody call me Reverend Boy Willie.
It come to me in a dream. God called me and told me he wanted me to be a shepherd for his flock. And that's what I'm going to call my church, the Good Shepherd Church of God in Christ.
Tell him what you told me. Tell him about the three hobos.
Boy Willie don't want to hear all that.
I do. Lots of people say your dreams can come true.
No.
Go on. I told him you was a preacher. He didn't want to believe me. Tell him about the three hobos.
Well, it come to me in a dream. See, I was sitting out in this railroad yard watching the trains go by. The train stopped, and these three hobos got off. They told me they had come from Nazareth and was on their way to Jerusalem. They had three candles. They gave me one and told me to light it, but be careful that it didn't go out. Next thing I knew, I was standing in front of this house. Something told me to go knock on the door. This old woman opened the door and said they had been waiting on me. Then she led me into this room. It was a big room, and it was full of all kinds of different people. They looked like anybody else, except they all had sheep heads and was making noise like sheep make. I heard somebody call my name. I looked around, and there was these same three hobos. They told me to take off my clothes, and they gave me a blue robe with gold thread. They washed my feet and combed my hair. Then they showed me these three doors and told me to pick one. I went through one of them doors, and the flame leapt off that candle, and it seemed like my whole head caught fire. I looked around and there was four or five other men standing there with these same blue robes on. Then we heard a voice tell us to look out across this valley. We looked out and saw the valley was full of wolves. The voice told us that these sheep people that I had seen in the other room had to go over to the other side of this valley and somebody had to take them. Then I heard another voice say, "Who shall I send?" Next thing I knew, I said, "Here I am, send me." That's when I met Jesus. He say, "If you go, I'll go with you." Something told me to say, "Come on, let's go." that's when I woke up. I knew right then that I had been filled with the Holy Ghost and was called to be a servant of the Lord. It took me a while before I could accept that. But then in a lot of little ways, God showed me that it was true. So I became a preacher.
I see why you're going to call it a Good Shepherd Church. You dream about them sheep people. I can see that easy.
Doker say you sent some white man past the house to look at that piano. Say he was going around to all the colored people's houses looking to buy musical instruments.
Yeah, but Bernice didn't want to sell that piano. After she told me about it, I could see why she didn't want to sell it.
What's this man's name?
Oh, that's a while back now. I didn't forget his name.
Marika, run back and get my pocketbook and wipe that hair grease off your forehead.
He gave Bernice a card with his name and telephone number on it, but I believe she threw it away.
How you doing, Avery? You done got all dressed up. You look nice. Well, Willie, I thought you and Lyman was going to sell them watermelons.
Be going.
You gonna take the streetcar? Me and Avery gonna drop you off at the settlement house. You mind them people down there. Don't be going down there showing your color. Boy Willie, I done told you what to do.
I'll be seeing you again, Boy Willie.
Hey, Bunny, what's the name of that man that Avery sent past say he wanted to buy the piano?
I knew it. I knew it when I first seen you. I knew you was up to something.
Sellers' brother say he's selling the land to me. He's waiting on me now. Told me he'd give me 2 weeks. I got one part. Sell them watermelons, I'd get me another part. Then we can sell that piano and I have the third part.
I ain't selling that piano, Boy Willie. If that's why you come up here, you can just forget about it. Doka, I'll see you later. Boy Willie ain't nothing but a whole lot of mouth. If he come up here thinking he gonna sell that piano, then he done come up here for nothing.
Hey, Doka, if Bunnies don't want to sell that piano, I'm going to cut it in half and go on and sell my half. Come on, Lyman.
So the ghost of Yellow Dog got something. That just go to show you. I believe I always live right. They say every dog gonna have his day, and time it go around, it sure come back to you. I done seen that 1,000 times. I know the truth of that. But I'll tell you outright, if I see Sutter's ghost, I'll be on the first thing that I can find that got wheels on it.
Riding boy.
And I'll tell you another thing. Bernice ain't gonna sell that piano.
That's what she told me. He said he gonna cut it in half and go on sell his half. They've been around here 3 days trying to sell them watermelons. They trying to get out to where the white folks live, but the truck keep breaking down.
Well, what about them boys Sutter got? How come they ain't farming the land?
One of them going to school. The other one ain't got as much sense as that frying pan over yonder. That is the dumbest white man I ever seen. He's standing in the river and watch it rise till it drown him.
Rather than seeing Sutter's ghost, how's Bernice doing?
She's doing all right. She still got Crawley on her mind. He been dead 3 years, but she's still holding on to him. She need to go out here and let one of these fellas grab a whole handful of whatever she got. She act like it done got pressure.
They always told me any fish will bite if you got good bait.
She stuck up on it. She think it's better than she is. I believe she messing around with Avery. They got something going. How long you been in Kansas City?
Since I left here. I got tied up with some old gal down there. You know, Cleosa died.
Yeah, I was sorry to hear that.
One of her friends wrote and told me. I got the letter right here. Dear Whining Boy, I am writing this letter to let you know Miss Cleotha Holman passed on Saturday, the 1st of May. She departed this world in the loving arms of her sister, Miss Alberta Samuels. I know you would want to know this, and I am writing as a friend of Cleota. There have been many hardships since last you've seen her, but she survived them all, and to the end was a good woman, whom I hope have God's grace and is in his paradise. I pray this reaches you about Cleota. Miss Willa Bryant, a friend. They was nailing her coffin shut by the time I heard about it. I never knew she was sick. I believed it was that yellow jaundice. That's what killed her mama.
Cleota wasn't but 40, son.
She's 46. I got 10 years on her. I met her when she was 16. You remember I used to run around there, couldn't nothing keep me still. Much as I loved Cleota, I loved to ramble. Couldn't nothing keep me still. We got married and we used to fight about it all the time. Then one day she asked me to leave. Told me she loved me before I left. Told me, whining boy, you got a home as long as I got mine.
Cleota always did have a nice way about it.
Man, that woman was something. I used to thank the Lord. Many a night I sat up and looked out over my life and I said, well, I had Cleota. When it didn't look like there was nothing else for me, I said, thank God, at least I had that. If I ever go anywhere in this life, I'd have known a good woman. And that used to hold me till the next morning. What you got there? Give me a little nip. I know you got something stuck up there in your room.
I ain't seen you walk in here and put nothing on the table. You done sat there and drank up your whiskey. Now you talking about what you got.
Oh, I got plenty of money. Give me a little nip. You hear from Corrine?
She up in New York. I let her go from my mind.
She was something back then. She wasn't too pretty, but she had a way of looking at you, made you know that there was a whole lot of woman there. You got married and snatched her out of here from under us. And we all got mad at you.
She up in New York City, that's what I hear.
Oh, hell, look at here. We were just talking about you. Dokken said you left out here with a whole sack of money. I told you wasn't gonna see you until you got broke.
What do you mean, broke?
Did you all get that truck fixed?
We got to run it. Got halfway out there on Century and it broke down again. Fella told us we got to wait till tomorrow to get it fixed. Say you have it running like new. Lyman going back down there and sleep in the truck so the people won't take the wild ones.
Lyman, nothing. You go down there and sleep in the truck.
You was sleeping in it down home, nigga.
I ain't sleeping in no truck.
Why the boy, you remember Lyman? Lyman Jackson.
Yeah, I used to know his daddy.
Don't I tell you about Sutter? The ghost of the yellow dog got him 3 weeks ago.
How many did that make that the ghost of the yellow dog did got?
Must be about 9 or 10, 11 or 12. Bonnie says she don't believe all that about the ghost of the yellow dog.
Yeah, she ain't got to believe. You go and ask them white folks in Sunflower County if they believe. You go and ask Sutter if he believe. I don't care if Bernice believe it or not. I done seen where the Southern Railroad crossed the tracks of the yellow dog and called out their name.
You done been there for real, whining boy?
1930. July of 1930, I stood right there on that spot. Didn't look like nothing was gonna go right for me in my life. I said to myself, can't go wrong all the time. Let me go on down there and call on the ghost of the yellow dog, see if they can help me. I went down there, and right there where them two railroads cross each other, I stood right there on that spot and called out their names. They talk back to you, too.
People say you can ask them questions. They talk to you like that.
A lot of things you got to find out on your own. I can't say how they talk to nobody else, but to me, it just filled me up in a strange sort of way to be standing there on that spot. I didn't want to leave. It felt like the longer I stood there, the bigger I got. I seen the train coming, and it seemed like I was bigger than the train. I started not to move, but something told me to go ahead and get on out the way. The train passed, and I started to go back up there and stand some more. But something told me not to do it. Walked away from there feeling like a king. Went on and had a stroke of luck that run for 3 years. So I don't care if Bernice believe it or not. Bernice ain't got to believe. I know, because I done been there.
Bernice don't believe in nothing. She just thinks she believes.
Doka, tell me you talking about selling that piano.
Yeah. Hey, Doka, I got the name of that man Avery was talking about. The man was fixing the truck, gave me his name. Everybody know him. Say he about anything you can make music with. I got his name and his telephone number. Son's brother say he's selling the land to me.
That land ain't worth nothing no more. The smart white man's up here in these cities. He cut the land loose and stepped back and watched you and the dumb white man argue over it.
How you know Sutter's brother ain't sold the land already?
He say he waiting on me. He say he'd give me 2 weeks. That's 2 weeks from Friday. Say if I ain't back by then, he might go and sell to somebody else. He say he want to see me with it.
You know as well as I know, the man going to sell the land to the first one walk up and hand him the money.
That's just who I'm going to be. Look, you ain't got to know he waiting on me. I know, okay? Stover already done tried to buy the land from him, and he told him no. The man say he's waiting on me. He's waiting on me. Hey, Doka, give me a drink. I see Whiny Boy got his glass.
You want to sit up here and drink up my whiskey, leave a dollar on the table when you get up.
You ain't doing nothing but showing your hospitality. I know we ain't got to pay for your hospitality.
Doka say they had you and Lyman down on the parchment farm. Had you on my old stomping ground.
Me and Lyman was down there hauling wood for Jim Miller and keeping us a little bit to sell. Some white fellas tried to run us off of it. And that's when Crawley got killed. They put me and Lyman in the penitentiary.
They ambushed us right there where that road dipped down and around the bend in the creek. Crawley tried to fight him. Me and Boy Willie got away, but the sheriff got us. Say we were stealing wood. They shot me in the stomach.
He looking for Lyman down there now. They round him up and put him in jail for not working.
Find me $100. Mr. Stovall come and paid my $100, and the judge say I got to work for him to pay him back his $100. I told them I'd rather take my 30 days, but they say wouldn't let me do that.
As soon as Stovall turned his back, Lyman was gone.
I told Boy Willie, I'm going to stay up here. They treat you better up here.
They treat you like you let them treat you. They mistreat me, I mistreat them right back. Ain't no difference in me and the white man.
There ain't no difference as far as somebody's supposed to treat you. I agree with that. But let me tell you this. I'll tell you the difference between the colored man and the white man. All right now. You take and eat some berries. They taste real good to you. So you say I'm going to go out and get me a whole pot of these berries and cook them up and make me a pie or whatever. But you ain't looked to see them berries are sitting in the white fella's yard. Ain't got no fence around them. You figure anybody wants something, they fence it in. All right now, the white man come along and say, that's my land. Therefore, everything that grow on it belong to me. He tell the sheriff, I want you to put this nigga in jail as a warning to all them other niggas. Otherwise, first thing you know, these niggas have everything that belong to us.
I'll come back at night and haul his whole patch off while he was asleep.
All right now, Mr. So-and-so, he sell the land to you. And he come to you and say, John, you own the land, it's all yours now, but them's my berries. And come time to pick them, I'm going to send my boys over. You got the land, but them berries, I'm going to keep them. They mine. And then he go and fix it with the law that them is his berries. Now that's the difference between the colored man and the white man. Colored man can't fix nothing with the law.
Mm-hmm. I don't go by what the law say. The law lie me say anything. I go by if it's right or not. It don't matter to me what the law say. I take a look at it for myself.
That's why you're going to end up back down there on the parchment farm.
I ain't thinking about no parchment farm. You lied to go back and fold me.
They work it too hard down there. All that weeding and hoeing and chopping down trees. I didn't like all that.
You ain't got to like your job on parchment. Hey, tell him, Doka. The only one that got to like his job on parchment is the water boy.
If he don't like his job, he need to set that bucket down.
That's what they told Lyman. They had Lyman on water and everybody got mad at him because he was lazy.
That water was heavy.
They had Lyman down there singing. Oh, Lord.
Bird eye. Bird eye. Oh, Lord, I will now go ahead and marry. Don't you wait on me. Oh, I go ahead and marry. Don't you wait on me. Well, now, might not want you when I go free. Oh, I might not want you when I go free. Well, now, come on, Doga. Doga know this. Oh, Lord, gal. Oh, I. Oh, Lord, Berta, Berta. Oh, Lord, gal. Well, now.
Raise him up.
Raise him up higher. Let them drop on down. Oh, I. Raise him up higher. Let them drop on down. Well, I'm an old parchment got to work or leave. Oh, I'm an old parchment got to work or leave. Well, oh, I bird a bird a. Oh, Lord, gal. Oh, I bird a bird a. Oh, Lord, gal. Well, now, when you marry, don't you marry a farming man.
About you down on Parchment. They asked me, you Doka boy's nephew? I said, yeah, he's my uncle.
I don't never want to see none of them niggas no more.
I don't want to see him either. Hey, whiny boy, come on, play some piano. You a piano player, play some piano.
I give that piano up. That was the best thing that ever happened to me, getting rid of that piano. Go to a place, they find out you play a piano, first thing they want to do is give you a drink, find you a piano, and sit you right down there, and that's where you're gonna be for the next 8 hours. They ain't gonna never let you get up. Now, the first 3-4 years, that's fun. You can't get enough whiskey, and you can't get enough women, and you don't never get tired of playing that piano. But that only lasts so long. You look up one day, you hate the whiskey, and you hate the women, and you hate the piano. That's all you got. You can't do nothing else.
If I knew how to play it, I'd play it. That's a nice piano.
Whoever's playing it, better play it quick. Sullivan's brother said he's waiting on me. I sell them Wilder Millers, get Bonnie to sell that piano, put them two parts with the part I done
saved. Bernice ain't gonna sell that piano. I don't wanna see why you don't know that.
Now, I'm gonna tell you something. Lyman don't know this. But I'm gonna tell you why me and Whining Boy say Bernice ain't gonna sell that piano.
She ain't got to sell it. I'm gonna sell it. Bernice ain't got no more rights to that piano than I do.
I'm talking to the man. Let me talk to the man. See, now, to understand why we say that, to understand about that piano, you got to go back to slavery time. See, our family was owned by a fellow named Robert Sutter. Mm-hmm. That was Sutter's grandfather. All right. The piano was owned by a fellow named Joel Nolander. He was one of the Nolander brothers from down in Georgia. It was coming up on Sutter's wedding anniversary, and he was looking to buy his wife, Miss Ophelia was her name. He was looking to buy her an anniversary present. Only thing with him, he ain't had no money. But he had some niggas. So he asked Mr. Nolan to see if maybe he could trade off some of his niggas for that piano. Told him he would give him 1.5 niggas for it. That's the way he told him. Say he could have 1 full-grown and 1 half-grown. Miss Nolander agreed, only he said he had to pick them. He didn't want Sutter to give him just any old nigga. He said he wanted to have a pick of the little. So Sutter lined up his niggas. Mr. Nolander looked them over, and out the whole bunch, He picked my grandmother. Her name was Bernice, same like Bernice. And he picked my daddy when he wasn't nothing but a little boy 9 years old. They made the trade-off, and Miss Ophelia was so happy with that piano that it got to be just about all she would do was play on that piano.
Just get up in the morning, get all dressed up, and sit down and play on that piano.
All right. Time go along, Miss Ophelia got to missing my grandmother. The way she would cook and clean the house and talk to her and whatnot. And she missed having my daddy around the house to fetch her things. So she asked to see if maybe she could trade back that piano and get her niggas back. Mr. Dolander said no. Said a deal was a deal. Him and Sutter had a big falling out about it, and Miss Ophelia took sick to the bed.
That's when Sutter called our granddaddy up to the house.
Now, our granddaddy's name was Boy Willie. That's who Boy Willie named after, only they call him Willie Boy. Now, he was a worker of wood. He could make you anything you wanted out of wood. He'd make you a desk, a table, a lamp, anything you wanted. Them white fellas around there used to come up to Mr. Sutter and get him to make all kinds of things for them. Then they'd pay Mr. Sutter a nice price. See, everything my granddaddy made, Mr. Sutter owned, because he owned him. That's why when Mr. Nolander offered to buy him to keep the family together, Mr. Sutter wouldn't sell it. Told Mr. Nolander he didn't have enough money to buy him. Now, am I telling it right, Whining Boy?
You telling it.
Sutter called him up to the house and told him to carve my grandmother and my daddy's picture on the piano for Miss Ophelia. See that right there? That's my grandmother, Bernice. She looked just like that. And he put a picture of my daddy when he wasn't nothing but a little boy the way he remembered it. He made them up out of his memory. Only thing, he didn't stop there. He carved all this. He got a picture of his mama, Mama Esther, and his daddy, Boy Charles.
That was the first Boy Charles.
And then he put on the side here all kinds of things. See that? That's when him and Mama Bernice got married. They called it jumping the broom. That's how you got married in them days. And then he got here when my daddy was born. And here he got Mama Esther's funeral. And down here he got Mr. Nolander taking Mama Bernice and my daddy away down to his place in Georgia. He got all kinds of things what happened with our family. When Mr. Sutter seen the piano with all them carvings on it, he got mad. He didn't ask for all that. But see, there wasn't nothing he could do about it. When Miss Ophelia seen it, she got excited. Now she had her piano and her niggas too. She took back to playing on it and played on it right up to the day she died. All right. Now see, our brother, Boy Charles, that's Bernice and Boy Willie's daddy, he was the oldest of us three boys. He's dead now, but he would have been 57 if he had lived. He died in 1911 when he was 31 years old. Boy Charles used to talk about that piano all the time. He never could get it off his mind. 2 or 3 months go by and he'd be talking about it again. Say it was the story of our whole family. And as long as Sutter had it, he had us. Say we were still in slavery. Me and Whining Boy tried to talk him out of it, but it wouldn't do any good. Soon as he'd quiet down about it, he'd start up again. We seen where he wasn't gonna get it off his mind. So on the 4th of July, 1911, when Sutter was at the picnic what the county give every year, me and Whining Boy went on down there with him and took that piano out of Sutter's house. We put it on a wagon, and me and Whining Boy carried it over to the next county to Boy Willie's mama, Mama Olga. Now, I don't know what happened when Sutter come home and found that piano gone, but somebody went up to Boy Charles' house and set it on fire. But he wasn't in there. He must have seen him coming, because he went down and caught the 357 yellow dog. He didn't know they was going to come down there and stop the train. Stopped the train and found Boy Charles in the boxcar with four of them hobos. Must have got mad when they couldn't find the piano, because they set the boxcar afire and killed everybody. Now, nobody know who done that. Some people say it was Sutter because it was his piano. Some people say it was Sheriff Carter. Some people say it was Robert Smith and Ed Saunders, but don't nobody know for sure. It was about 2 months after that Ed Saunders fell down his well. Just up and fell down his well for no reason. People say it was the ghost of them men who burned up in the boxcar that pushed him in his well. They started calling them the ghosts of the yellow dog. Now that's how all that got started. And that's why we say Bernice ain't gonna sell that piano. Cause her daddy died over it.
All that's in the past. If my daddy had seen where he could have traded that piano in for some land of his own, it wouldn't be sitting up here now. He spent his whole life farming on somebody else's land. I ain't gonna do that. See, he couldn't do no better. When he come along, he ain't had nothing he could build on. His daddy ain't had nothing to give him. The only thing my daddy had to give me was that piano. And he died over giving me that. And I ain't gonna let it sit up there and rot without trying to do something with it. And you and Whiny Boy know I'm right.
Ain't nobody said nothing about who's right and who's wrong. I was just telling the man about the piano. I was telling him why we say Bernice ain't gonna sell it.
Yeah, I can see why you say that now. I told Boy Willie y'all to stay up here with me.
You stay, I'm going back. That's what I'm gonna do with my life. Why I gotta come up here and learn to do something when I already know how to farm? You stay up here and make your own way. That's what you want to do. But I'm going back and live my life the way I want to live it.
Let's see what we got here. We ain't played on this thing for a while.
You was playing on it the last time you was through here. We couldn't get you off of it. Go on and play something.
I'm a rambling, gambling man. I gambled in many towns. I rambled this wide world over. I rambled this world around. I had my ups and downs in life, and bitter times I saw. But I never knew what misery was till I lit on Old Arkansas. I worked 6 months for the restaurant. Joe Heron was his name. He fed me old corn dodgers. They was hard as any rock. My tooth is all got loosened, and my knees begin to knock. And that was the kind of hash I got in the state of Arkansas. Traveling man, I traveled all around this world. Traveling man, I traveled from land to land. Traveling man, I traveled all around this world. I'm a traveling man.
Oh, white boy.
Lord, I know that ain't Whining Boy sitting
there. Hey, Bernie.
You all had this plan. You and Boy Willie had this plan.
I didn't know he was going to be here. I'm on my way down home. I stopped by to see you. And Doker,
I told a nigga he left out here with that sack of money. We thought we might not never see him again. Boy Willie said we wasn't gonna see him till he got broke. I looked up and seen him sitting on the doorstep asking for $2. Look at him laughing. He know it's the truth.
Boy Willie, I didn't see that truck out there. I thought you was out selling watermelons.
We done sold them all. Sold the truck too.
I don't want to go through none of your stuff.
I'm just teasing you, woman. You can't take no teasing.
Whining Boy, when you get here?
A little while ago. I took the train from Kansas City.
Let me go upstairs and change, then I'll cook you something to eat.
You ain't cook me nothing when I come.
Boy Willie, go and leave me alone. Come on, Maritha. Get up here and change your clothes before you get them dirty.
Yes, Mama.
Maritha sure getting big, ain't you, Doka? and just as pretty as she want to be. I didn't know Crowley had it in him.
Hey, Lonnie, get up on the other side of this piano and let me see something.
What you doing there?
I'm seeing how heavy this piano is.
Go on and leave that piano alone.
This is my daddy's piano.
He ain't took it by himself. Me and Doki helped him.
He died by himself. Where was you and Doki at then? Don't come telling me nothing about this piano. This is me and Bonnie's piano. Am I right, Doki?
Yeah, you right.
Let's see if we can lift it up, Lyman. Get a good grip on it and pick it up on your end. Ready?
Mm-hmm.
Lift. What you think?
It's heavy, but you can move it. Only it ain't gonna be easy.
Okay. Let's put it back.
Boy, Will, you gonna play around with me one too many times. And then God's gonna bless you and Wes is gonna dress you. Now set that piano back over there.
I need that piano to get me some money so I can buy Sutter's land.
Money can't buy what that piano costs. You can't sell your soul for money. It won't go with the buyer. It'll shrivel and shrink to know that you ain't taking on to it, but it won't go with the buyer.
I ain't talking about all that, woman. I'm not talking about selling my soul. I'm talking about trading that piece of wood to get some land. Get some under your feet. Land is the only thing God ain't making no more of. You can always get you another piano. I'm talking about some land. What you get something out of the ground from. That's what I'm talking about. You can't do nothing with that piano but sit up there and look at it.
That's just what I'm gonna do. Whining boy, you want me to fry you some pork chops?
Now, I'm going to tell you the way I see it. The only thing that make that piano worth something is them carvings Papa Willie Boy put on there. That was my great-granddaddy. Papa Boy Charles bought that piano into the house. Now, I'm supposed to build on what they left me. All right, now, if you say to me, Boy Willie, I'm using that piano. I give out lessons on it, and that helped me make my rent or whatever. Then that'll be something else. But Doka say you ain't touched that piano the whole time it's been up here. So why you want to stand in my way? See, you just looking at the sentimental value. See, that's good. That's all right. I take my hat off whenever somebody say my daddy's name. But I ain't gonna be no fool about no sentimental value. You can sit up here and look at the piano for the next 100 years and it's just gonna be a piano. You can't make no more than that. Now, I wanna get Sutter's land with that piano. I get Sutter's land and I can go down and cash in the crop and get my seed. As long as I got the seed and the land, then I'm all right. Now, the kind of man my daddy was, he would've understood that. I'm sorry you can't see it that way. But that's why I'm gonna take that piano out of here and sell it.
You ain't taking that piano out of my house. Look at it. Mama Ola polished this piano with her tears for 17 years. For 17 years, she rubbed on it till her hands bled. Then she rubbed the blood in, mixed it up with the rest of the blood on it. Every day that God breathed life into her body, she rubbed and cleaned and polished and prayed over it. Play something for me, Bernice. Play something for me, Bernice, every day. I cleaned it up for you. Play something for me, Bernice. You always talking about your daddy, but you ain't never stopped to look at what his foolishness cost your mama. 17 years worth of cold nights in an empty bed. For what? For a piano? For a piece of wood? To get even with somebody? I look at you and you're all the same. You, Papa Boy Charles, Whining Boy, Doka, Crawley, you're all alike. All this thieving and killing and thieving and killing, and what'd it ever lead to? More killing and more thieving. I ain't never seen it come to nothing. People getting burnt up, people getting shot, people falling down their wells. It don't never stop.
Come on now, Bernice. Ain't no need in getting upset.
I've done a little bit of stealing here and there. But I ain't never killed nobody. I can't be speaking for nobody else. You all got to speak for yourself. But I ain't never killed nobody.
You killed Crawley just as sure as you pull the trigger.
See, that's ignorant. That's downright foolish for you to say something like that. You ain't doing nothing but showing your ignorance. If the nigga was here, I'd whoop his ass for getting me and Lyman shot at.
Crawley ain't knew about the wood.
We told a man about the wood? Ask Lyman. He seen we were sneaking it. Why else we gonna be out there at night? Don't come telling me Crawley didn't know about the wood. Them fellas come up on us and Crawley try to bully them. Man, Lyman seen the sheriff with them and give in. Wasn't no sense in getting killed over $50 worth of wood.
Crawley ain't knew you stole that wood.
We ain't stole no wood. Me and Lyman was hauling wood for Jim Miller and was keeping a little bit on the side. We dumped out a little bit down by the creek till we had enough to make a load. Some fellas seen us, and we figured we better get it before they did. We come up there and got Crawley to help us load it. Figured we'd cut him in. We was trying to help him.
We told him some fellas might be trying to beat us to it. He said, let me go back and get my .38. That's what caused all the trouble.
If Crawley hadn't had that gun, he'd be alive today.
We had about half loaded when they come up on us. We seen the sheriff with him. We tried to get away. We ducked around near the bend in the creek, but they was down there too. Boy Willie say, let's give in. But Crawley pulled out his gun, started shooting, and that's when they started shooting back.
All I know is Crawley would be alive if you hadn't come up there and got him.
I ain't had nothing to do with Crawley getting killed. That was his own fault.
Crawley's dead and in the ground, and you still walking around here eating, that's all I know. He went off to load some wood with you and ain't never come back.
I told you, woman. I ain't had nothing to do with Crawley.
He ain't here, is he? He ain't here. I said he ain't here, is it?
Come on, Bernice. Let it go. It ain't his fault.
Is it?
I told you, I ain't responsible for
Crawley. He ain't here.
Come on now, Bernice.
He ain't here.
Don't do this now.
You come up there.
I ain't had nothing to do with Crawley.
He ain't here. He ain't here.
I done told you now. Doggy, get up.
Is it?
I ain't playing.
Is it?
Come on, Bernice.
Is it?
I'm gonna leave Jackson, Mississippi, and go to Memphis. Double back to Jackson, come on down to Hattiesburg. Change cars on the YD, coming through the territory of Meridian, and Meridian to Greenville, Greenville to Memphis. I'm on my way and I know where. Change cars on the Katy leaving Jackson and going through Clarksdale, hello Winona, Courtland, Bateville, Como, Sunflower, Glendora, Sharkey, double back to Jackson, hello Greenwood, I'm on my way, Memphis, can I have all pass on through, have all on through, sir. Grand Carson, 31st Street Depot, 4th Street Depot, Memphis. Wine boy, I thought you took that suit to the pawn shop.
Well, I went down there, and the man tell me the suit is too old. Look at this suit. This is 100% silk. Now, how is silk suit going to get too old? I know what it was. He just didn't want to give me $5 for it. Best he wanted to give me was $3. I figured a silk suit is worth $5 all over the world.
They got another pawn shop up on Wide.
No, I carried it up there. He said he don't take no clothes. Only thing he'd take is guns and radios, maybe a guitar too. Where's Bernice?
Bernice's still at work. Boy Willie went down there to meet Lyman this morning. I guess they got their truck fixed. They've been out there all day and ain't come back yet. Maritha's scared to sleep up there now. Bernice don't know, but I seen Sutter before she did.
Say what?
About 3 weeks ago. Sutter couldn't have been dead more than 3 days. He was sitting over there at that piano. I come out to go to work, and he was sitting right there. Had his hand on top of his head, just like Bernice said. I believe he broke his neck when he fell in the well. I kept quiet about it. I didn't see no reason to upset Bernice.
Did he say anything?
He was just sitting there. I went on out the door and left him sitting there. I don't know what I would have done if he had started walking toward me.
Bernice say he was calling Boy Willie's name.
I ain't heard him say nothing. He was just sitting there when I seen him. But I don't believe Boy Willie pushed him in the well. Sutter here cause of that piano. I heard him playing on it one time. I come out here and ain't seen nobody, but them piano keys was moving a mile a minute. Bernice need to go on and get rid of it. It ain't done nothing but cause trouble.
Well, I agree with Bernice. Boy Charles ain't took it to give it back. He took it because he figured that he had more right to it than Sutter did. If Sutter can't understand that, well, then that's just the way that go. Sutter dead and in the ground. Don't care where his ghost is. He can hover all around and play on that piano all he want. I want to see him carried out of the house. That's what I want to see. What time Bernice get home? I don't see how I let her get away from me this morning.
What kind of business you got with Bernice?
My business. I ain't ask you what kind of business you got.
Bernice ain't got no money, if that's why you was trying to catch her. She having a hard enough time trying to get by as it is.
Well, let me have $5.
I just give you $1 before you left out here. You ain't gonna take my $5 out there and gamble and drink it up?
No, nigga, give me $5. I'll give it back to you.
You wasn't looking to give me $5 when you had that sack of money. You wasn't looking to throw nothing my way. If you going back with Boy Willie, you need to be trying to figure out how you gonna get a train fare.
That's why I need the $5. If I had $5, I could get me some money. Make it $7.
You take this $5. And you bring my money back here, too.
How'd you do out there?
They was lining up for him.
Me and Boy Willie couldn't sell them fast enough. Time we got one, so we sell another.
I seen what was happening, and I told Lyman to up the price on it.
Boy Willie said charge them a quarter more. They didn't care. A couple people give me $1, told me to keep the change.
One fella bought 5. I said, what are he gonna do with 5 Wally Millers? He can't eat them all. I sold him 5, asked him did he want to buy 5 more.
I ain't never seen nobody snatch $1 as fast as Boy Willie.
One lady asked me, say, is they sweet? I told her, I said, lady, when we grow these watermelons, we put sugar in the ground. she said, well, give me another one. Them white folks something else ain't gonna happen.
As soon as you holler watermelons, they come right out that door. They go out, get the neighbors, look like they having a contest to see who can buy the most.
I got something for life.
Sold all them watermelons for that little bit of money.
That ain't all you got either. Where's all them quarters?
You let me worry about the quarters. Just put the money on the table.
Look at here, Lyman. Look at here. See this? Look at his eyes. They're getting big. He ain't never seen a suit like this. This is 100% silk. Go ahead. Put it on. See how it fits you. Look at that. Feel it. That's 100% genuine silk. I got that in Chicago. You can't get clothes like that nowhere but in New York and Chicago. You can't get clothes like that in Pittsburgh. These folks in Pittsburgh ain't never seen clothes like that.
It's nice. Feel real smooth and nice.
That's a $55 suit. That's the kind of suit that the big shots wear. You need a pistol and a pocket full of money to wear a suit like that. Yeah. I'll let you have it for $3. The women will fall out their windows. They see you in a suit like that.
That looks nice, Lyman. Put the pants on. Let me see you with the pants.
Oh, yeah. See how it fits you? Give me $3 and go on and take it. Got a shirt to go with it. Cost you an extra dollar. $4, you got the whole deal.
How does this look, Boy Willie?
That look nice, if you like that kind of thing.
That's the kind of suit you need up here in the North.
$4 for everything, the suit and the shirt.
That's cheap. I should be charging you $20. I give you a break because you're a homeboy. That's the only way I let you have it for $4.
Okay. Here go to $4.
You got some shoes? What size you wear?
Size 9.
That's what size I got. Size 9. I'll let you have them for $3.
Wait a minute. Let me see.
They real nice shoes, too. Got a nice tip on them. Got pointy toes, just like you are.
Oh, come on, Boy Willie. Let's go out tonight. I want to see what it looked like up here. Maybe we go to a picture show. Hey, Doka, they got picture shows up here.
The Roomba Theater, right down there on Fullerton Street. Can't miss it. Got the speakers outside on the sidewalk. You can hear the block away. Boy Willie know where it's at.
Let's go to the picture show, Boy Willie. Let's go find some women.
Hey, Lyman. How many of them watermelons would you say we got left? We got just under half load, right?
About that much, maybe a little more.
You think that piano fit up in there?
If we stack them watermelons, you can sit it up in the front there.
I'm gonna call that man tomorrow.
Here you go. Size 9. Put them on. Cost you $3. That's a floor shine shoe. That's the kind Staggerly wore.
You show these signs now?
Hey, you can look at my feet and see that we wear the same size. Man, you put on that suit, them shoes, and you got something there. You ready for whatever's out there. But is they ready for you? Go on, go on, go on. Take them for $2.
Come on, boy Willie. Let's go find some women. I'm gonna go upstairs and get ready. Ain't you gonna get dressed?
I'm gonna wear what I got on. I ain't dressing up for these city niggas. That's all I was thinking about is women.
His daddy was the same way. I used to run around with him. I knowed his mama, too. Two strokes back and I'd have been his daddy. His daddy's dead now. But I got the nigga out of jail one time. They was fixing to name him Daniel and walk him through the lion's den. He got into a tussle with one of them white fellas and the sheriff lit on him like white on rice. That's how the whole thing come about between me and Lyman's mama. She knew me and his daddy used to run around together. And he got in jail and she went down there and took the sheriff $100. Now don't get me to lying about where she got it from. I don't know. The sheriff looked at that $100 and turned his nose up, told her, say, that ain't gonna do him no good. You gotta put another $100 on top of that. She come up there and got me where I was playing at this saloon. And she said she had all but $50 and asked me if I could help. Now, the way I figured, without that $50, the sheriff was gonna turn him over to Parchman. The sheriff turned him over to Parchman, it'd be 3 years before anybody see him again. Now, I'm gonna say it right. I will give anybody $50 to keep them out of jail for 3 years. I give her the $50 and she told me to come on over to the house. I ain't asking. I figured if she was nice enough to invite me, and well, I had to go. I ain't had to say a word. I went on down there and sat about 3 hours, started to leave and changed my mind. She grabbed a hold of me and said, baby, it's all night long. That was one of the shortest nights I'd ever spent on this earth. I could have used another 8 hours. Lyman's daddy didn't even say nothing to me when he got up. He just looked at me funny. L.D. Jackson. That was one bad luck nigga. Got killed at some dance. Fella walked in and shot him thinking he was somebody else. Hey, Doka, you remember L.D. Jackson?
That's Lyman's daddy. Hmm. That was one bad luck nigga.
Look like you read the railroad song.
Yeah, I got to make that run.
How I look?
Yeah, you look like a $1 million. Don't he look good, Doka?
Mm-hmm.
Come on, let's play some cards. You want to play some cards?
We ain't going to play no cards with you. Hey, Lyman, don't play no cards with Whiny Boy. He'll take all your money.
You got a magic suit there. You can get your woman easy with that suit. But you got to know the magic words. You know the magic words to get you a woman?
I just talk to them, see if I like them, and they like me.
That man don't need you to tell him nothing about women. These women these days ain't gonna fall for that kind of stuff. You got to buy them a present. That's what they're looking for these days.
Come on, I'm ready. You ready, Lyman? Come on. Let's go find some women.
Yeah, let me walk out with you. I want to see the women fall out the window when they see Lyman.
Take my bath.
Where's Boy Willie? I see that truck out there almost empty.
Well, he was gone when I come home. I don't know where they went off to. Boy Willie around here about to drive me crazy.
They sell them watermelons. He'll be gone soon. Bernice, I be at home and I get to thinking you up here and I'm down there. I get to thinking how that looks to have a preacher that ain't married. It makes for a better congregation if the preacher was settled down and married.
Avery, not now. I was fixing to take my bath.
You know how I feel about you, Bernice. Now, I done got the place for Mr. Cohen. I get the money from the bank. I can fix it up real nice. They give me a 10-cent an hour raise down there on the job. Now, Bernice, I ain't got much in the way of comforts. I got a hole in my pockets near about as far as money is concerned. I ain't never found no way through life to a woman I care about like I care about you. I need that. I need somebody on my bond side. I need a woman that fits in my hand.
Avery, I ain't ready to get married now.
You too young a woman to close up, Bernice.
I ain't said nothing about closing up. I got a lot of woman left in me.
Where's it at? When's the last time you looked at it?
That's a nasty thing to say, and you call yourself a preacher.
Anytime I get anywhere near you, you push me away.
You trying to tell me a woman can't be nothing without a man? But you all right, huh? You can just walk out of here without me, without a woman, and still be a man. That's all right for you. But everybody gonna be worried about Bernice. How Bernice gonna take care of herself? How she gonna raise that child without a man? Wonder what she do with herself. How she gonna live like that? Everybody got all kinds of questions for Bernice. Everybody telling me I can't be a woman unless I got a man. Will you tell me, Avery, you know? How much woman am I?
It wasn't me, Bernice. You can't blame me for nobody else. Now, I own up to my own shortcomings, but you can't blame me for Crawley or nobody else.
I ain't blaming nobody for nothing. I'm just stating the facts.
How long you gonna carry Crawley with you, Bernice? It's been over 3 years. At some point, you got to let go and go on. Life's got all kinds of twists and turns. That don't mean you stop living. That don't mean you cut yourself off from life. You can't go through life carrying Crawley's ghost with you. Crawley's been dead 3 years, Bernice. 3 years.
I know how long Crawley been dead. You ain't got to tell me that.
Well, I'm standing here now. But I don't know how much longer I'm gonna be standing here waiting on you.
Avery, I told you, when you get to church, we'll sit down and talk about this. I got too many other things to deal with right now. Boy Willie and the piano and Sutter's ghost. I thought I might have been seeing things, but Marita done seen Sutter's ghost too, standing at the top of the stairs. She's scared to go up there now. Maybe if you bless the house, he'll go away.
I don't know, Bernice. I don't know if I should fool around with something like that.
I keep telling myself when Boy Willie leave, he'll go on and leave with him. I believe Boy Willie pushed him in the well.
Now that's been going on down there a long time. The ghost of the yellow dog been pushing people in their wells long before Boy Willie got grown.
Somebody down there pushing them people in their wells. They ain't just upped and fell. Ain't no wind pushing nobody in their well.
Oh, I don't know. God works in mysterious ways.
He ain't pushed nobody in their wells.
Reverend Thompson used to preach on the ghost of the yellow dog as the hand of God.
I don't care who preach what. Somebody down there pushing them people in their wells. Somebody like Boy Willie. I can see him doing something like that. You ain't gonna tell me that Sutter just upped and fell in his well. I believe Boy Willie pushed him so he could get his land.
What Doka say about Boy Willie selling the piano?
Doka don't want no part of that piano. He ain't never wanted no part of it. He blames himself for not staying behind with Papa Boy Charles. He didn't want me to bring it up here, but I wasn't gonna leave it down there.
Well, it seems to me somebody ought to be able to talk to Boy Willie.
You can't talk to Boy Willie. He been that way all his life. Mama Ola had her hands full trying to talk to him. He don't listen to nobody.
Maybe if he seen you was doing something with it. If you told him you was going to put it down in my church, maybe he'd see it different. You ought to put it down in the church and start a choir.
When my mama died, I shut the top on that piano and I ain't never opened it since. I was only playing it for her. When my daddy died, it seemed like all her life went into that piano. She used to have me playing on it. Had Miss Eula come and teach me. Say when I played on it, she could hear my daddy talking to her. I used to think them pictures came alive and walked through the house. Sometime late at night, I could hear my mama talking to him.
I said that wasn't gonna happen to me. I don't play that piano because I don't want to wake them spirits. They'll never be walking around in this house.
You got to put all that behind you, Bernice.
I got Maritha playing on it. She don't know nothing about it. Let her go on and be a school teacher or something. She got a chance I didn't have. I ain't gonna burden her with that piano.
Well, everybody got stones in their pathway. You got to step over them or walk around them. You can walk over there right now and play that piano. You can walk over there right now and God will walk over there with you. Come on, Bernice. Come on and play old Ship of Zion. Walk over here and claim it as an instrument of the Lord. You can walk over here right now and make it a celebration.
Avery.
The Bible say, the Lord is my refuge and my strength. With the strength of God, you can put the past behind you, Bernice. With the strength of God, you can do anything. God got a bright tomorrow. God don't ask what you've done. God asks what you're going to do. The strength of God can move mountains. God got a bright tomorrow for you. All you got to do is walk over here and claim it.
Avery, just go on and let me finish my bath. I'll see you tomorrow.
Okay, Bernice. I'm going to go home. I'm going to go home and read up on my Bible. And tomorrow, if the good Lord give me the strength tomorrow, I'm going to come by and bless this house and show you the power of the Lord.
This is my sister's house. Come on, I ain't gonna bite you.
Some light on. I can't see.
You don't need to see nothing, baby. All you need to do is see me. If you can't see me, you can feel me in the dark. Come on, how about that shit?
Come on now, wait.
Give me one little kiss.
Come on now. Where I'm gonna sleep at?
We gonna sleep out here on the couch.
Wait now, you ain't told me nothing about no couch. I thought you had a bed. Both of us can't sleep on that little old couch.
What difference do it make? We can sleep on the floor. Let Lyman sleep on the couch.
You ain't told me nothing about no couch.
What difference it make? You just wanna be with me.
I don't wanna be with you on no couch. Ain't you got no bed?
Oh, we don't need no bed, woman. My granddaddy used to take women on the back of horses. What we need a bed for? You just want to be with me.
Mm. You sure is country. I didn't know you was this country.
There's a whole lot of things you don't know about me. Come on. Let me show you what this country boy can do.
Let's go to my place. I got a room with a bed if Leroy don't come back there.
Who's Leroy? You ain't said nothing about no Leroy.
He used to be my man. He ain't coming back. He going off with some other gal.
You let him have your key?
He got a key, but he ain't coming back. He took off with some other gal.
I don't want to go nowhere where he might come. Let's stay here. Come on, sugar. Let me heist your hood and check your oil. See if your battery needs charge.
Who was that? Why anymore?
It's me, Boy Willie. Going back to sleep.
What you doing down there? What you done knocked over?
It wasn't nothing. Everything's all right. Going on back to sleep.
Boy Willie, I don't allow that in my house. You're going to have to take your company someplace else.
It's all right. We ain't doing nothing. We just sitting here talking. This here is Grace. That's my sister, Bernice.
You
You know I don't allow that kind of stuff in my house.
Allow what? We just sitting here talking.
Well, your company gonna have to leave. Come back and talk in the morning.
Go on back upstairs now.
I got an 11-year-old girl upstairs. I can't allow that around here.
I told you we just talking.
Come on. Let's go to my place.
You ain't got to be like that, Bernice.
I'm sorry, miss, but he know I don't allow that in here.
You ain't got to tell me but once. I don't stay nowhere I ain't wanted.
I don't know why you want to embarrass me in front of my company.
Come on. Take me home.
Go on, boy, Willie. Just go on with your company.
Looking women in this city. I'm gonna like it here real good. Bo Willie met a real nice one today. I wish I met her before he did.
He come by here with some woman a little while ago.
What she look like? The woman he was with. Was she a brown-skinned woman about this high, nice and healthy, got nice hips on her?
She had on a red dress.
That's her. That's Grace. She real nice. I seen her before he did. I was trying not to act like I seen her. I wanted to look at her a while before I said something. She seen me. When I come into the saloon, I tried to act like I didn't see her. Time I looked around, Boy Willie was talking to her. She was talking to him, kept looking at me. That's when a friend Dolly came. I asked her if she wanted to go to the picture show. She told me to buy a drink while she thought about it. Next thing I knew, she done had three drinks talking about she too tired to go. I bought another drink, then I left. Boy Willie was gone. I thought he might have come back here. Doka gone, huh?
Yeah, he gone on his trip. This is when I can usually get me some peace and quiet. Maritha sleep.
She looks just like you. Got them big eyes. She sure is pretty. I like kids.
Boy, Willie say you staying. What you gonna do up here in this big city? You thought about that?
I figure find me a job, try to get set up, and then see what the year brings. Whining boy told me if I wear this suit, I find me a woman. He was almost right.
You don't need to be out there in them saloons. Ain't no telling what you liable to run into out there. I don't know what them women out there be thinking.
Most of they be lonely and looking for somebody to spend the night with them. Sometimes it matter who it is and sometimes it don't. I used to be the same way. Now I got to matter. The way I see it, we the only two people like us in the world. We got to see how we fit together. Woman that don't want to take the time to do that, I don't bother with. Used to bother with all of them. Then I woke up one time with this woman, and I didn't know who she was. She's the prettiest woman I had ever seen in my life. Spent the whole night with her, didn't even know it. Never taking the time to look at her. I guess she kind of knew I ain't never really looked at her. She must have known that because she ain't wanted to see me no more. She wanted to see me. I believe we might have got married. How come you ain't married? I remember Avery from down home. I used to call him plain old Avery. Now he Reverend Avery. That's kind of funny about him becoming a preacher. I like when he told about how that come to him in a dream about one of them sheep people and them hobos. That never come to me in a dream like that. I just dream about women. Can't ever seem to find the right one.
She out there somewhere. You just got to get yourself ready to meet her. That's what I'm trying to do. Avery's all right. I ain't really got nobody in mind.
I get me a job in a little place and get set up the way I can make a woman comfortable, I might get married. Avery's nice. You ought to go ahead and get married. You be a preacher's wife. You won't have to work. I hate living by myself. I ain't want to be no strain on my mama, so I left home when I was about 16. Everything I tried seemed like it just didn't work out. Now I'm trying this.
You keep trying. It'll work out for you.
You ever go down there to the picture show?
Oh, I don't go in for all of that.
Ain't nothing wrong with it. It ain't like gambling and sinning.
I just stay home most of the time. Take care of Maritha.
It's getting kind of late. Was you in bed? I don't mean to be keeping you up.
You ain't keeping me up.
You got on that nightgown. I like women when they wear them fancy nightclothes and all. Makes their skin look real pretty.
I got this at the 5 and 10 cent store. It ain't so fancy.
I don't too often get to see women dressed like that. Well, I'm gonna sleep here on the couch. Supposed to sleep on the floor, but I don't reckon Boy Willie's coming back tonight. Whining boy sold me this suit. Told me it was a magic suit. I'm gonna put it on again tomorrow. Maybe bring me a woman like you say. I almost forgot I had this. Some man sold me this for $1, say it come from Paris. This is the same kind of perfume that the Queen of France wear. That's what he told me. I don't know if it's true or not. I smelled it. It smelled good to me. Here. Smell it, see if you like it. I was gonna give it to Dolly, but I ain't like her too much.
It smells nice.
I'm gonna give it to you, make you smell nice. They tell me you're supposed to put it right here behind your ear. Say if you put it there, you smell nice all day. There. You smell real good now. You smell real good for Lyman. Bernice, take it.
Get up, nigga. Wake up.
What you want?
Come on. Let's go. I just called a man about the piano.
What piano?
Come on, get up.
What'd he say?
He said to bring it on out. I told him I was calling for my sister, Miss Bunny's Charles. I told him some man wanted to buy it for $1,100 and asked him if he would go any better. He said, yeah, he would give me $1,150 for it if it was the same piano. I described it to him again, and he told me to bring it out.
Why didn't you tell him to come and pick it up?
I didn't want to have no problems with Bunny's. This way we'd take it out there and it'd be out the way. Come on, let's get it loaded before Bunny's come back. Get that end over there. Get a real good grip on it now. Ready? Lift. Man, this piano heavy.
It's gonna take more than me and you to move this piano.
We can do it. Come on. We did it before.
Nigga, you crazy. That piano weighs 500 pounds.
I got 300 pounds of it. I know you can carry 200 pounds. You be lifting them cotton sacks. Come on. It's stuck. Something holding it. How the piano gonna be stuck? We just moved it. Slide your end out.
No, we gonna need 2 or 3 more people. How this big old piano get in the house?
I don't know how it got in the house. I know how it's going out, though. Ready?
Boy, Willie, what you doing?
I'm carrying this piano out the house. What it look like I'm doing?
Go and let the piano sit there till Bernice come home.
You ain't got nothing to do with this, Doker. This is my business.
This is my house, nigga. I ain't gonna let you or nobody else carry nothing out of it.
This is my piano. This ain't got nothing to do with you.
I say leave it over there till Bernice come home. She got part of it, too. Leave it sit there till you see what she say.
I don't care what Bunny say. Come on, Lyman. I got this side.
Go on and cut it half in two if you want to. Just leave Bernice's half sitting over there. Now, I can't tell you what to do with your piano, but I can't let you take her half out of here.
Go on, Doker. I don't want you starting nothing now. Just go on and leave me alone.
Leave that piano sit over there till Bernice come back. I don't care what you do with it then, but you're going to leave it sit over there right now.
All right. I'm gonna tell you this, Doke. I'm going out of here. I'm going to get me some rope, find me a plank and some wheels, and I'm coming back. Then I'm going to carry that piano out of here, sell it, and give Bunnies half the money. See, now that's what I'm going to do. And you or nobody else is going to stop me. Come on, Lyman. Let's go get some rope and stuff. I'll be back, Doka. Then after that, them white folks down there start falling down in their wells. So everybody say the ghost of the yellow dog must have pushed them. That's what everybody called them four men that got burnt up in the boxcar.
Why they call them that?
Because the Yazoo Delta Railroad got yellow boxcars. Sometimes the way the whistle blow sounds like an old dog howling, so the people call it the yellow dog.
Anybody ever see the ghosts?
I told you, they like the wind. Can you see the wind?
No.
They say, if you go where the Southern Cross the yellow dog, you go to where them two railroad cross each other, and call out their names, they say they talk back to you. Uncle Wine Boy say he been down there and talked to him. You gonna have to ask him about that part.
Aretha, you go on and get ready for me to do your hair.
Yes, ma'am.
Boy, Willie, I done told you to leave my house. I ain't playing. I got Crawley's gun upstairs.
I ain't in your house. I'm in Doka's house. If he asks me to leave, then I go on leave. But consider me done left your part.
Doka, tell him to leave.
Boy, Willie ain't done nothing for me to put him out of the house. I told you, if you can't get along, just go on and don't have nothing to do with each other.
I ain't thinking about Bunnies. Soon as Lyman come back with that rope, I'm gonna take that piano out of here and sell it.
You ain't gonna touch that piano.
Carry it out of here just as big and bold. Do like my daddy would have done come time to get Sutter's Lane.
I got something to make you leave it over there.
It's got to come better than this 3220.
Why don't you stop all that? Boy, Willie, go on and leave her alone. You know how Bernice get. Why you want to sit there and pick with her?
I ain't picking with her. I told her the truth. She the one talking about what she got. I just told her what she better have.
That's all right, Doka. Leave him alone.
She tried to scare me. Hell, I ain't scared of dying. I look around and see people dying every day. You got to die to make room for somebody else. I had a dog that died. Wasn't nothing but a puppy. I picked it up, I put it in a bag, and I carried it up there to Reverend C.L. Thompson's church. I carried it up there and prayed and asked Jesus to make it live like he did the man in the Bible. I prayed real hard. Knelt down and everything. Say ass in Jesus' name. Well, I must have called Jesus' name 200 times. I called his name till my mouth got sore. I got up, looked in the bag, dog still dead. It ain't move a muscle. I say, well, ain't nothing precious. Then I went out and killed me a cat. That's when I discovered the power of death. See, a nigga that ain't afraid to die is the worst kind of nigga for the white man. He can't hold that power over you. That's what I learned when I killed that cat. I got the power of death too. I can command him. Call him up. A white man don't want to see that. He don't like it for you to stand up and look him square in the eye and say, I got it too. Then he got to deal with you square up.
That's why I don't talk to him, Doka. You try and talk to him, and that's the only kind of stuff that comes out of his mouth.
You say Avery went home to get his Bible.
What Avery gonna do?
He coming by to bless the house, see if he can get rid of Sutter's ghost.
Maritha, get something to put around your shoulders.
Yes, Mama.
The Bible say an eye for an eye, a tooth for a tooth, and a life for a life. Tit for tat. But you and Avery don't want to believe that. You gonna pass that part up and pretend it ain't in there.
Maritha, bring me that comb. Make sure it's hot.
I say this for Avery. He done figured out a path to go through life. I don't agree with it, but he done fixed it so he can go right through it real smooth.
Ow!
Be still, Maritha. If you was a boy, I wouldn't be going through this.
Don't tell that girl that. Why you won't tell her that?
You ain't got nothing to do with this child.
Telling her you wish she was a boy. How that's gonna make her feel?
Let me take care of my child. When you get one of your own, then you can teach it what you want to teach it.
What I want to bring a child in this world for? I tell you this, If I was Rockefeller, I'd have 40 or 50. Make one every day. I ain't got no advantages to offer nobody. Many is the time I looked at my daddy and I seen him stand off at his hands. I got a little older, I know what he was thinking. He's sitting there saying, I got these big old hands, but what I'm gonna do with it? Best I can do is make a 50-acre crop for Mr. Stovall. Got these big old hands capable of doing anything. I can take and build something with these hands, but where's the tools? All I got is these hands. See now, if he had his own land, he wouldn't have felt that way. If he had something under his feet that belonged to him, he could stand up taller. That's what I'm talking about. If you got a piece of land, you find that everything else falls into place. You can stand right up next to the white man and talk about the price of cotton, the weather, and anything else you want to talk about. If you teach that girl that she's living at the bottom of life, she's going to grow up and hate you.
I'm going to teach you the truth. That's just where she living, only she ain't got to stay there. Turn your head over to the other side.
Oh. This might be your bottom, but it ain't mine. I'm living at the top of life. The way I see it, everybody got to come up a little taste to be where I am.
You right at the bottom with the rest of us.
I tell you this, and ain't a living soul can put a comeback on it. If you believe that's where you at, then you're going to act that way. If you act that way, then that's where you're going to be. Hey, Doka, why you say the colored folks living at the bottom of life? You think you living at the bottom of life? If that's how you see yourself?
I'm just living the best way I know how. I ain't thinking about no top or no bottom.
That's what I try to tell Bunnies. I don't know where she got that from. That sounds like something Avery would say. Avery think because the white man gave him a turkey for Thanksgiving, that makes him better than anybody else. That's going to raise him up out of the bottom of life. I don't need nobody to give me a turkey. I can get my own turkey. All you have to do is just get out of my way. I get me two or three turkeys.
You can't even get a chicken, let alone two or three turkeys. Talking about get out your way. Ain't nobody in your way. Straighten your head, Aretha. Don't be bending down like that. Hold your head up. All you got going for you is talk. Your whole life, that's all you ever had going for you.
See now, I tell you something about me. I done strung along, going this way and that. Whatever way would lead me to a moment of peace. That's all I want, to be easy with everything. But I wasn't born to that. I was born to a time of fire. The world ain't wanted no part of me. I can see that since I was about 7. The world says it's better off without me. I got a heart that beats here, and it beats just as loud as the next fella's. Don't care if he's black or white. Sometimes it beats louder. When it beats louder, that's when everybody can hear. Some people get scared of that, like Bunnies. Some people get scared to hear a nigga's heart beating. They think you ought to lay low with that heart, make it beat quiet and go along with everything the way it is. But my mama ain't birthed me for nothing. So what I got to do, I got to make my passing on the road, just like you right on a tree. Boy, Willie was here. That's all I'm trying to do with that piano, trying to put my mark on the road, like my daddy done. My heart say for me to sell that piano and get me some land so I can make a life for myself to live it my own way. Other than that, I ain't thinking about nothing Bunny's got to say. Where you been, nigga? Oh, I thought you was lying. Hey, Bunny's, look who's here.
Come on in, Avery. Don't pay boy with it, no mind.
Come on in, Avery, and have a seat. Don't pay neither one of them no mind. They've been arguing all day.
How's everybody in here?
Here, Maritha, set this cone back over there on that stove. Boy Willie been around here bothering me since I come home from work.
Boy Willie ain't bothering you. Boy Willie ain't bothering nobody. I'm just waiting on Lyman to get back.
Bernice said you was coming by to bless the house.
Yeah, I done read up on my Bible. She asked me to come by and see if I can get rid of Sutter's ghost.
Ain't no ghosts in this house. That's all in Bernice's head.
If Amy blessing the house is going to make her feel better, what you got to do with it?
Bernice say Maritha seen him too. Now, I don't know, but I found a part in the Bible to bless the house. If he is here, then that ought to make him go.
You worse than Bernice believing all that stuff, talking about if he's here. Go on up there and find out. I've been up there, I ain't seen him. If you reading from that Bible is going to make him leave out of Bernice's imagination, well, you might be right. But if you're talking about
going... Well, Willie, why don't you just be quiet? Getting all up in the man business. Let him go on and do what he gonna do.
I ain't stopping him. Avery ain't got no power to do nothing.
Oh, I ain't got no power. God got the power. God got power over everything in his creation. God can do anything. God say, as I commandeth, so it shall be. God said, let there be light, and there was light. He made the world in 6 days and rested on the seventh. God's got a wonderful power. He got power over life and death. Jesus raised Lazarus from the dead. They was getting ready to bury him, and Jesus told him, say, rise up and walk. He got up and walked, and the people made great rejoicing at the power of God. I ain't worried about him chasing away a little old ghost.
Where you been, Lonnie?
I ran into Grace. I stopped and called her a drink. She said she gonna go to the picture show with me.
I ain't thinking about no Grace nothing. Bernice. Give me that rope and get up on this side of the piano.
Don't start nothing now. Leave the piano alone.
Get that board there, Lonnie. Come on, stay out of this, dopey.
Boy, Willie, I done told you.
You just can't take the piano. How you gonna take the piano?
Come on, Lonnie. We gotta lift one end at a time up on the board. You gotta watch it so that the board don't slide up under there.
What we gonna do with the rope?
You let me worry about the rope. You just get up on this side over here with me.
Boy, Willie. Bernice. Why don't you all just sit down and talk this out now?
Ain't nothing to talk out. Boy, Willie ain't taking nothing out of my house but himself. Now, he can respect that because he's leaving here one way or another.
I ain't scared of no gun.
Come on, Bernice. Leave him alone with that.
I don't care what Bunny say. I'm selling my hair. I can't help if her hair's got to go along with it. It ain't like I'm trying to cheat her out of her hair. Come on, Lyman.
Boy, Willie. You sure you want to do this? The way I figured, I might be wrong, but I figured she gonna shoot you first.
She just gonna have to shoot me.
Maritha, get on out the way. Get out the way, Doka.
Go on, do what your mama told you.
Man, these niggas around here. Oh. I stopped down there at Cephas's. And these folks stand around talking about Pat's neck reds coming. They jumping back and getting off the sidewalk talking about Pat's neck red this, Pat's neck red that. Come to find out, hey, boy, Willie, give me a drink, man. I know you got something stuck up in your cup.
Why, then, boy, sit down somewhere. Come in here smelling like an old polecat.
You know Bernice don't like all that drinking.
I ain't disrespecting Bernice. Bernice, am I disrespecting you? I'm trying to be nice. I've been with strangers all day, and they be treating me like family. I come here, family, and you treat me like a stranger. I don't need your whiskey. I can buy my own. I want your company, not your whiskey.
Nigga, why don't you go upstairs and lay down? You don't need nothing to drink.
Ain't thinking about no laying down. Me and Boy Willie fixing a party. Ain't that right, Boy Willie? Tell him I'm fixing a play B some pity. I know. Yeah, watch this.
Come on, whining boy. Me and Lyman fixing to move the piano.
Wait a minute. There's a song I wrote for Cleophas. Wrote this song in memory of Cleos.
Oh.
Hey, pretty woman, what's the matter with you now? Had a storm last night and blowed the lights all down. Tell me how long is I got to wait? Can I get in now? Or must I hesitate? It takes a hesitating stocking in her hesitating shoe. It takes a hesitating woman wanna sing the blues. Tell me how long is I got to wait? Can I kiss you now? must I? Hesitate.
Come on, whining boy. Get up. Get up, whining boy. Me and Lyman fixing to move the piano.
Nah, you ain't gonna move this piano.
Get out the way, whining boy.
You ain't taking this piano out the house. You gotta take me with it.
Get out the way, whining boy. Doka, get him.
I got him, Doka. Come on, whining boy. I done told Boy Willie he ain't taking the piano.
You gotta take me with it.
Lyman,
he ain't taking that piano.
I ain't gonna let him take it.
I thought you was coming back. I ain't gonna sit in that truck all day.
I told you I was coming back.
Oh, hi, Boy Willie. Lyman told me he was going back now south.
I said he was going back. I didn't say he left already.
That's what you told me.
Lyman, you got to take your company someplace else.
Bernice, this is Grace. That is Bernice. That's Boy Willie's sister.
Nice to meet you. I ain't gonna sit out in that truck all day. You told me you was gonna take me to the movie.
I told you I had to do something first. You supposed to wait on me.
Lyman, just go on and leave. Take Grace or whoever with you. Just go and get out of my house.
You gonna help me move this piano first?
I got to help Boy Willie move the piano first.
I ain't waiting on you. Told me you was coming right back. Now you got to move a piano. You just like all the other men. Ooh, ooh, ooh! Something ain't right here. I knew I shouldn't have come back up in this house.
Hey, Grace!
I'll be right back, Boy Willie.
Where you going, nigga?
I'll be back. I got to take Grace home.
Come on, Lyman! Lyman, come on!
Hey, Doka! Did you feel that? Hey, Bernice! Did you get cold? Hey, Doka!
What you calling me for?
I believe that's Sadie.
Well, let him stay up there, as long as he don't mess with me.
Avery, go on and bless the house.
You need to bless that piano. That's what you need to bless. It ain't done nothing to cause trouble.
Ain't no ghost in this house. He needs to bless Bernice's head. That's what he need to bless.
Bernice, put me some water in this bottle. Doka, hold this candle. Whatever you do, make sure it don't go out. Oh, Holy Father, we gather here this evening in the holy name to cast out the spirit of one James Sutter. May this vial of water be empowered with thy spirit. May each drop of it be a weapon and a shield against the presence of all evil, and may it be a cleansing and a blessing of this humble abode. Where there is good, so shall it cause evil to scatter to the four winds. Get thee behind me, Satan. Get thee behind the face of righteousness as we glorify his holy name. Get thee behind the hammer of truth that breaketh down the wall of falsehood. Father, Father, praise, praise. We ask in Jesus' name and call forth the power of the Holy Spirit as it is written. I will sprinkle clean water upon thee, and ye shall be clean.
All this old preaching stuff. Hell, just tell him to leave.
I will sprinkle clean water upon you, and you shall be clean. From all your uncleanliness and from all your idols will I cleanse you. A new heart also will I give you, and a new spirit will I put within you.
Hey,
and
sonna,
I will take out of your flesh sonna, the heart of stone.
Get your
and
ass
I will
out
give
of this
you
house.
The heart of flesh. And I will
sonna,
put my spirit within
come on,
you
get some
and
of this water.
To walk in my
you got drowned in the well.
Shall keep my
come on, get some of this water.
Do them.
Come on, son.
I will sprinkle clean water upon you, and you shall be clean. From all your uncleanliness and from all your idols will I cleanse you. A new heart also will I give you. And a new spirit
come on, son.
I put
come
within
on.
You. And I will take out of your flesh the heart of stone. And I will give you the heart of flesh and... And I will...
Come on, Avery, don't stop now.
I can do it, Bernice.
Oh, Bernice, thank you. Thank you, Papa Boy Charles. Thank you, Mama Esther. Thank you, Mama Ola. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Water boy, you ready to go back down home? Hey, Dope, what time that train leave?
You still got time to make it.
Come here, sugar. Doga,
you take care of yourself now. And say hello to the folks down there.
Hey, bunnies. If you and Maritha don't keep playing on that piano, ain't no telling. Me and Sulla both liable to be back. Yeah. Let's go, wine boy.
Get it.